it's important to ask yourself this question. Who does this belong to? What issue? The issue we're talking about. Who does it belong to? Welcome to the Be Rad Podcast, where we explore ways to pursue peak performance with passion throughout life without taking ourselves too seriously. I'm Brad Kearns, New York Times bestselling author, former number 3 world-ranked professional triathlete, and Guinness World Record Masters athlete. I connect with experts in diet, fitness, and personal growth, and deliver short breather shows where you get simple, actionable tips to improve your life right away. Let's explore beyond the hype, hacks, shortcuts, and sciencey talk to laugh, have fun, and appreciate the journey. It's time to be rad. I'm pleased to present B-Rad Grass-Fed Whey Protein Isolate Superfuel, the absolute highest quality, all-natural protein supplement infused with creatine that delivers everything you need to optimize your appetite for fat loss, recover quickly from workouts, and build and maintain lean muscle mass, the single most important attribute for aging gracefully. Our protein comes directly from small family farms in America's dairy land of Wisconsin. It's cold processed and microfiltered for maximum bioavailability and digestibility. So please don't mess with the many cheap commodity protein supplements that are ineffective, inferior, less pure, and often contain junk sweeteners, especially the plant-based offerings that are vastly less bioavailable than the gold standard of protein supplements, that's whey protein isolate. Whether you're in your peak athletic years looking to grow and recover, or in the older age groups trying to delay aging and decline, whey and creatine are widely agreed to be the most critical and effective supplements to take for the rest of your life. You can easily stir the superfuel in water or make a delicious smoothie every day. I'm certain that you're going to love the pleasant, light, natural vanilla bean and cocoa bean flavors. So try some on Amazon today. It's a huge hit with dozens of 5-star reviews. Or you can order direct from bradnutrition.com with our buy 3, get 1 free, and make the super fuel a centerpiece of your daily routine. I want to share some memorable insights from my B-Rad podcast interview with Dr. Dane Heer. He's an author, change maker, speaker, and co-creator of Access Consciousness, which is a personal development company. We had a wonderful long-ranging conversation, and these are some hot insights I want to pull out. He talked about what to do when you get frustrated. So it's important to ask yourself this question. Who does this belong to? What issue? The issue we're talking about. Who does it belong to? Does it belong to someone else? Well, then it's not your problem. And if it belongs to you, then you have the power, you have the right to let it go. A great starting point. And in terms of controlling your response and being able to enjoy and appreciate your journey through life rather than get triggered here, there, and everywhere, he made this wonderful suggestion that I've actually been implementing frequently. And the idea is to expand your awareness by kind of rising above wherever you are. If you're in your home right now, you imagine yourself, you close your eyes and imagine yourself floating up into the sky and expanding your awareness outside of your personal space right now, and perhaps encompassing at first a 1-mile radius from your house. So I actually imagine myself floating up into the sky and looking down on what I perceive to be a 1-mile radius. Then I'm breathing intentionally, I'm relaxing, I'm looking at this vision of looking down on my environment, and then I expand my awareness to a 10-mile radius. So you're now taking in the city around you or the rural area, wherever you are, and then you expand that to a 100-mile radius and then a 1,000-mile radius. So now I'm envisioning the entire west coast of America or what have you. It's a wonderful exercise to kind of bring yourself back to perspective, whereby if you're in a tense situation in your place of business or your home, you can kind of rise above that and practice expanding your awareness. The next one is to let go of trauma and drama in your life, and important to come to this realization that the most sensitive people, the most sensitive among us, typically suffer from depression, anxiety, or are more susceptible to depression and anxiety because of that high sensitivity. So someone who's sensitive, empathetic, kind, all those are wonderful personal qualities. But if you trend toward being the sensitive type, please strive to not let that be a weakness or something that brings you down in life. A lot of times our strengths can turn into weaknesses if they become out of balance. And so there's a big example right there is, boy, you're sensitive to what other people say, you're sensitive to criticism, you're sensitive to the energy in the room, and it can bring you down and put you on eggshells rather than just kind of managing that. So noticing that, let go of trauma and drama if you tend to engage that way, because everything takes on an excess of importance or sensitivity. Next, understanding that living your truth makes you lighter and living a lie makes you heavier. And I think he's talking about any kind of lie that you're living. So if you are telling tall tales, white lies, dark lies, whatever, actually lying to people around you, that's an obvious example. But also lying to yourself, I think, is an important one that we all deserve to reflect upon further. I've thought about this frequently in my life, where I was still being a good boy and telling the truth in the world, but I was lying to myself in some important ways. One time I can reference is during my career as a professional triathlete, where I told others and I told myself this idea that I wanted to be number one. But deep down, it seemed as though I was unwilling to make the necessary sacrifices to go or try to go to that extra level and dedicate that much more time and energy and focus and changing my physical environment like the former number one Mike Pigg did when he realized that he was losing his motivation training at his hometown of Arcata, California. So he took off on a moment's notice and went down to Arizona for 6 weeks just because he detected his motivation was slipping a little bit. I was someone who wanted to enjoy the process, enjoy the experience. I was very competitive. I was driven. I wanted to be the best that I could be. But did I want to be number one and do whatever it took to get to number one? If I'm looking myself in the mirror or going on to the lie detector test, the truth was more like this. I wanted to do things my way. That was my personality. I wanted to make things work for me. I wanted to live a more balanced lifestyle than perhaps a number one athlete needs to choose into. And that was a area where I was lying to myself. And boy, I can reference so many other examples, such as I want to manifest additional wealth and have tremendous freedom and an income that's double what it is now. Now, do I really? Or am I telling a lie to myself by freely stating those things or putting my aphorisms on social media like we get bombarded with today? Or am I willing to make the sacrifices, the choices, the changes necessary toward that compelling goal? And those big goals, when we get into high stakes, that's when we have more propensity to lie to ourselves a little bit or a lot. So tell the truth to yourself. It makes you feel lighter. Living a lie makes you feel heavier. Speaking of that example I brought up about manifesting more wealth, I love the example shared by a prominent book publisher named Mark Allen on the L. Rush Show. Great podcast. Go listen to that. Or it might have been on the Primal Blueprint podcast, actually. But he has this mantra that goes like this, which I've adopted. I am in complete control of my finances, and I manifest wealth in an easy and relaxed manner. And he goes into detail on his interview with L about how he started working less, fewer hours, not as hard. He just took it easier in life And that's when his career and his book publishing business took off like crazy. And he was relating how he switched from a 5-day week to a 4-day week and then down to a 3-day week. And he now typically starts his workday at 1:30 in the afternoon instead of previously 11 and previously 8 to 5. And boy, it can slap you the wrong way if you're not a believer or you have that skepticism going in. But I really did listen to him and appreciate how one of the things we've lost in hectic, high-stress modern life, hyper-connected modern life, is that ability to unwind, decompress, relax, reflect. And a lot of times that's where these epiphanies come, these inspirations come that lead to actually wonderful success. But if we never give ourselves time to reflect on our journey and to reflect on how we can make the highest contribution to the planet and thereby gain the most reward, then we're just going to be head down, too busy for years and decades and be disconnected from the potential to rise above to higher levels in life. So sometimes working harder will get the job done and will help you rise up the promotional ladder. But there are some interesting examples where toning it down a little bit, working less hard, taking more time down will lead to breakthroughs. And again, I have to reference my athletic example because my career took off as an athlete when I started training smarter instead of harder. And I actually had to back off from my physical energy output that I was doing on a daily basis because I wanted so badly to be great and to win and to get recognition and fame and rise up the rankings that I pushed myself too hard and I had setbacks and went slower than I should have because of overtraining. So getting past that overtraining and making a breakthrough by learning to put my feet up on the couch and go to the video store and rent a couple few videos and sit down and spend hours recovering and toning down that competitive intensity where deep down I wanted to get out there and do one more extra workout. And that's something that can also relate in the career setting when you're interfacing with a screen rather than the physical example, but working a little less hard and letting things happen naturally and gracefully. I was also remembering that great insight from my recent podcast with Mark Bell, where he talked about his incredible invention of the slingshot that led to this magnificent explosion and a multi-million dollar business. That's how he got the nickname, the Meathead Millionaire. So he was a power lifter, a competitive power lifter guy, lifting weights in the gym. And he talks about sitting on the bench of the bench press and just dreaming and envisioning and imagining what if he could invent some type of device that would help the muscles and the joints be more protected when bench pressing. And he said he thought about it on and off for 5 years and finally kicked into gear and got the slingshot prototype made, invented the slingshot, started selling thousands, millions of dollars worth of slingshots and growing into this big, beautiful business that he has today. But it started with that downtime while he was resting at a workout. And then the daydreaming that kicked in for a period of time, 5 years, where he had that time to daydream and continue to reflect and think and finally put that idea into action. Those are great examples. I hope you enjoyed this breather show about settling down, asking yourself who it belongs to. If it belongs to you, let it go. If it belongs to someone else, don't worry about it. Practice expanding your awareness, rising above your physical environment and reflecting in a 1 mile, 10 mile, 100 mile, 1,000 mile radius. Strive to let go of trauma and drama, especially if you're inclined that way because you're sensitive. And also, living the lie makes you heavier and living the truth makes you lighter. Thank you so much. I want to discuss the incredible benefits of red light therapy and how you can get started with Mito Red Light. Mito, like mitochondria, red light makes the premier light therapy devices in the world and at incredibly affordable prices. I stand in front of my Mito Pro 1500 unit every morning, carefully exposing my eyeballs, other important balls, and my entire body to special wavelengths of red and near infrared infrared light. When I tell people about my daily devotion to red light therapy, they typically ask, does this stuff really work? And the answer is yes, and there are thousands of studies supporting its effectiveness. Here's how. It's called photobiomodulation, where specific wavelengths of red and near-infrared light, red's visible, near-infrared is not visible, that's why it looks like only half of your panel's working, these wavelengths help mitochondria in cells throughout your body produce more energy and clear waste products more efficiently. Red light exposure helps mobilize nitric oxide trapped in the mitochondria and allows oxygen to return to the cell and increase ATP production. The benefits are proven again and again for skin health, muscle recovery, joint pain, and numerous inflammatory conditions. Red light therapy is also beneficial for circadian rhythm alignment because we generally get far too little direct sunlight and too much indoor blue light from screens and light bulbs at the wrong times. You don't hear much about this benefit of red light therapy, but when I turn on those lights, first thing in the morning, as soon as I wake up, I walk across the hall, I stand in front of the panels, and I feel instantly awake and energized. And believe me, there's a lot of days where Mr. Health Guy here wakes up feeling a little groggy and a little whiny, like I don't want to get up now and get into my morning exercise routine. But when I stand in front of the lights, in 1 minute, I swear I feel wide awake. I get all that grogginess out naturally. It's super powerful, super effective. Besides all the healing and the cellular benefits, I also love it for being a natural wake-up machine. You have to try red light therapy. I am certain that you will become a devoted user. And guess what? Mito Red Light offers a 60-day no-risk trial period and a special 5% discount for BRAD podcast listeners. Just visit Mito Red Light, M-I-T-O, redlight.com, and use the code BRAD on any of their products. Go for it today and get started on your red light journey. Thank you so much for listening to the BRAD podcast. We appreciate all feedback and suggestions. Email podcast@bradventures.com and visit bradkearns.com to download 5 free ebooks and learn some great long cuts to a longer life, how to optimize testosterone naturally, become a dark chocolate connoisseur, and transition to a barefoot and minimalist shoe lifestyle.